Number five, craziest history as a guy. Ooh. too many, I guess. More than half of my life I've been doing this. So too many, but let me think one that won't be scarce, which could be fun and not scary. Once we were with some friends, clients at the beginning, they come back, they turn into friends, family. So we were at the Caribbean coast, at lower lands, Puerto Viejo area. So it was raining a lot in the higher lands, big storm. So everything comes down to the coast and the water levels come up, you know. So the rivers and then it's flat, so the water comes up. So it's kind of like floating. That's the name, I think. It's kind of like a floating, but it's not that dangerous because the water just comes up and up. It's not that crazy, you know. Anyways, that night it started raining and raining and raining, and we are in a Airbnb house, so we are all together there, and it was cool. That was the unique house that was a little bit higher in all the area, so the water didn't get to our feet, which was good. But most of the lower houses, they have, you know, to the ankles, the water there. Well, that day we just spent the night there, eating, talking, playing. We went out to see the other towns, the town, and see if we could help and something. But anyways, they're used to it, I think, because everything was calm and then all good. Well, the problem was next day, because next day we have to drive out all the way to the airport because they were leaving the day after. So that morning we woke up and there is not roads. Everything is under the water. So we call and they're like, no, we have to wait until the water drops, which makes sense, right? But the day after, they have to go to they have to take the plane, right? They have to get the flight. Anyways, that morning we woke up and we're like, okay, we need to go, we need to move. And we didn't have our cars. Because we were too many, we rent a bus. So the bus couldn't come to pick us up. We are in this side of the river, just there waiting to see what's, you know, what we can do. And the bus is at the other side waiting for us. It was like a mile of what you could see. It was just water, you know, and kind of like brown because the mud. So we're there just looking at each other like, what are we gonna do? And then, well, just wait. And then there is a car coming, type of high looks, kind of like a Tacoma. So he's just driving. He's like, I think I can make it. And we're like, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna go across. And we're like, are you sure? I mean, you might need some weight on the back of the car to for so the water cannot move you out, you know, cannot flash you out of the road. And he's like, oh, you guys can help me, just get in the back and then I can get you across. And we're looking shortly like, oh, okay, why not, let's do it. So we'll just put our backs up there in the back of the truck, and then it was fine. He was like, okay, just help me if you see I'm going out of the road, so just let me know. So we are in the middle of the road with the water, you know, pretty much on the engine. On one side, by banana field, the other side, banana field. We are driving by the middle all the way across. And that was funny. Once everyone else saw that we made it, so everyone with big trucks or big cars, they decided to do it again, to do it. So 10 minutes after, we are at the other side of the river, which was a river, but that was just the flooding. And a big line of cars coming behind us. That's kind of like a fun one, you know, not scary and safe. But again, we have a lot of ones.